And we'd like to end this hour by remembering an unlikely music star who died last week.
I just love to write rock songs and be a rock star.
Wesley Willis certainly didn't look like a star. He was gigantic, 6'5", more than 300 pounds, and often unkempt. He was schizophrenic. But when he turned to art and music, his talents emerged. In the mid-90s, he became an indie rock favorite, appeared on MTV, and sold out shows around the country.
Feel the power of rock and roll.
His fans included punk musician Jello Biafra.
Wesley's music is not for everybody. Once you hear a song or two, you're either addicted for life or you can't bear to hear any more. And his approach to music and the sounds he came up with, let alone the lyrics, are like no one else.
Wesley Willis released more than 50 albums full of songs that were bizarre, profane, and alarmingly honest. He wrote about going to rock shows or riding on the bus. He cursed his demons and praised his friends. He wrote of his struggles in songs like Outburst and I'm Sorry That I Got Fat.
My yelling got me put out of the art store. The voices in my head cussed at me. I was yelling like a wild animal. I felt like a jackass screaming at the top of my lungs.
Outburst! The first time when I got fat, I was eating those
Jello Biafra sometimes worked with Wesley Willis.
In many ways, Wesley was the most courageous human being I have ever met. He had this deep and childlike love of life.
When Willis greeted a friend, he didn't like to shake hands. He preferred to gently bump heads. His fans would line up to get a Wesley Willis headbutt, and Willis ended up with a callus on his forehead. It's tempting to think that his fans were laughing at Wesley Willis, not laughing with him. But his friends dismissed the idea that he was being exploited. They say Wesley was living his dream. Irwin Chusid wrote a chapter on Wesley Willis in his book, Songs in the Key of Z.
He could have been locked up somewhere in an institution, and here he was out living the life of a rock star. He was performing to sell out houses and clubs. He was meeting his fans and he was headbutting them as well. And to say that we'd be better off ignoring him because he was mentally ill, well, I don't think there's justice in that.
Rock and roll McDonald's!
Wesley Willis was 40 years old. He died from complications from leukemia. Wesley Willis, Greatest Hits, Volume 3, is being released on the label Alternative Tentacles this fall.
Rock over London, rock on Chicago, Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions.
This is NPR's Morning Edition, produced by Barry Gordimer and Jim Wallace.
Directed by Van Williamson and Christine Arrowsmith.
Edited by Doreen McAllister, Jeffrey Katz, Vladimir Dubinsky, Maeve McGoran, and Peggy Gershman.
Our senior producers are Audrey Wynn and Neva Grant. Our senior editor is Susan Feeney.
The executive producer is Ellen McDonald.
Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh.
I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.